Welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. Today we are coming to you live on Sunday, January 13th. My name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
And I am Ash Riot.
And we are prepared with cough candies.
Well, no, I'm not anymore because my fisherman's friend tastes exactly like patchouli oil. I think it like might have leaked in my bag because I always carry it. And it doesn't smell like patchouli oil, but it tastes... I can't even eat it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ash has had a really bad cough for a while, so she came with her fisherman's friends, but obviously in your bag, they somehow bred with your patchouli oil.
But if I just, like, suck it and, like, I've never said that suck it on here before. If I just, like, you know, take all the patchouli oil off, it'll be
fine. Why don't you just wipe with your shirt?
I'm just going to keep it in my mouth until it goes
away. I wish
they
could all see your face right now.
But they can't.
Oh. But they could. Because BBS is now doing video as well. So we're going to announce that for anybody who's interested out there in perhaps having your own show. Feel free to call Don and or Doug Newsome. All their contact information is on the BBS station homepage. And you too can have your own radio show or video show because they're doing video. I am glad they're not doing video right now, though.
Yeah, because I would look – like I'm seriously just like in really horrible, like, Adidas pants and, I don't know, like a Taking Back Sunday t-shirt. And, like,
and you got your hat on.
And my weird hair.
It's great, you know, to be able to talk on the radio and sit in your pajamas.
Yeah, I am just totally chill tonight and relaxed. And it's really cold here in White Rock. It's really cold.
It's been really cold. Yeah, it's been beautiful and cold. And, tonight we are coming to you not only live, but with yet another interesting hologram topic. And this topic is honesty, honestly. And the blurb that we have up on our site is this. Most of us profess to want honesty in our lives, yet how many of us are really truly desiring the depth of truth that honesty brings to us? Ash and Cheryl, that's us, are going to discuss how honesty affects their lives in both the giving and the receiving of it. And I think it's really important for us to sort of make that point. It's not just telling honest things, but it's also being able to receive honest things.
You know what I was just thinking about honesty?
What were you thinking?
Well, you know how, like, by adding even, like, a D or a Y to a word, it changes it, right? Like, can't, well, not candy, because it's not canned, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm adding, like, a Y or an ED, you can make it past tense or whatever. Honesty and honestly. Isn't that cool?
That's really cool.
See?
I don't know. Maybe someone out there knows how many words, or maybe somebody can actually Google that.
Well, maybe, and if you do, if anybody out there who's listening does have any other words, maybe constantly. Well, no, because not the, well, yeah.
Constantly?
No, because there's still a Y at the end.
I know,
right?
That's why.
Exactly. So if any of you have any words, why don't you call in? We're going to give you the call-in number in case anything that we say you want to add on, or just if you have something to say about honesty. It's important how it's affected you, how dishonesty may have affected you, whatever it is, call 888-627-6008, and we're going to have the same offer up if anybody just tunes into us and calls in. Yeah, just let us know, and you get one of our new singles for free.
Yeah, and speaking of that, last show we had Leanne call in, and I'm asking, did you actually send her her free single?
You know what? I haven't. But you know what? What I'm going to do for Leanne is I'll just put them on a CD and see when I see her for Tuesday.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's perfect. She gets one on the disc. I was wanting to start this program with a couple quotes because I am the quote queen. You can quote me on that. And I looked up some honesty quotes. I think the subject of honesty is quite intriguing because we seem to have a world that is a little confused, I think, about what honesty is. And, you know, everybody has their own honesty, for example, and what one person may think is being dishonest, another may actually say is honest. So we'll discuss that tonight, but I wanted to start with two quotes, one by Thomas Jefferson and one by the author John Steinbeck. And Thomas Jefferson said, "Honesty is the first chapter in the book of wisdom." I like that.
Yep.
Right? Linking honesty with being wise, mm-hmm. having wisdom. The second one I found really intriguing. John Steinbeck's quote is this: "It has always seemed strange to me, the things we admire in men, kindness and generosity, openness, honesty, understanding and feeling, are the concomitants of failure in our system. And those traits we detest, sharpness, greed, acquisitiveness, meaning to acquire, meanness, egotism, and self-interest, are the traits of success. And while men admire the quality of the first, they love the produce of the second."
That's cool.
And this is something that stood out to me. Again, I feel very strongly about timing in our lives and how things present themselves. And I'm a big believer in there are no coincidences. And what's been coming up for me, and I shared this with Ash lately, is I've been so frustrated because I feel that we live in such a dishonest planet, and I've suffered, as I'm sure many of our listeners have, at the dishonesty of people that I even believe to be the closest to me. And that hurts the most, that sense of betrayal, when someone that you feel you can trust, you actually find out that you cannot. Mm-hmm. And so this is what I'm talking about with honesty. You're going to have to be careful because it pushes off. Yeah, that's it. You go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's without honesty in any relationship, you don't have a relationship, whether it's with family or friends. It's just basically a manipulationship. So, because I think if you really don't have an honest basis to anything, even, I mean, no matter what it is, even if it's a working relationship, if it's, like a business relationship, like with all my students, like I have to be honest with him. Like, I mean, that's one thing that students have asked. No.
Yes and no.
No, trust me where I'm going here.
Okay.
Is because a lot of students, I say to them, you know, you're doing so good. Like, I'm really baffled at how fast you're coming along. Like, this is really great. And they'd say, oh, you have to say that to everybody. And then I tell them, I look at them and I say, no, I don't. I said, if you were not coming along very quickly and you needed more practice, I'd say, well, with some more practice, you're going to do great. Like, I don't have to give a compliment just to, you know, suffice their ego. And I wouldn't do that. Like,
so what I was getting at, I wasn't saying you're not an honest person.
No,
because
I know.
You're probably the most honest person I know in my entire life and have ever known. That's not what I was saying. When it comes to actually teaching, because I've been a teacher too, mm-hmm. I think honesty serves, of course you're going to focus on, it's whether you want to focus on the positive or the negative. And I know people like, who's the guy that wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul?
I don't remember his name.
His name is escaping me, but I remember him talking about each of us need to be open to constructive criticism, mm-hmm. which again can come from a place of honesty. But, you know, I also go back to Chopra's, you talk about what do I do? How do I say it? You ask yourself, is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? So first subject line, is it true? So there's your honesty. But then there's the is it. in a teaching situation when you have a student, and maybe a student is struggling with something. So you're not going to be overly positive in the sense of, yeah, you're doing great, when they're not.
No, exactly.
But if they are doing great, you say it.
Exactly.
But listen, isn't that interesting that they're going, you tell that to everybody? Because right away, we already suspect that someone's not being honest with us.
Yeah, exactly.
So why are we like that?
I think probably because it's one, sometimes it's really easy to doubt ourselves. Because, I mean, if somebody's giving you kudos, it's, you know, a lot of us aren't really comfortable with our levels of achievement. And that's been the same with me. Like if somebody says, like I had one student last week named King, and he's so cute. And I was teaching him how to sing to it like a drum beat, like a rhythm, right? How to get his phrasing right. And so he was singing and just trying it. And then all of a sudden he just looks up and he goes, "You're the best teacher ever."
Aww.
And I was like, "You're so cute. Like, thank you." But then I'm thinking, well, that really touches me, but I'm not thing you think sometimes when somebody says
you're the best ever.
Yeah.
Or your head gets in there or goes, no, you're not.
Exactly. Right. And if I tell a student, like I was telling a new student I had last week who had just came and he was playing bar chords and he's never played guitar before and he just started playing them. And I said, "You're the person who's got that fastest out of anyone I've ever taught. That's really cool." Like, I mean, I go the extra mile with encouragement, but I don't make it like I'm really conscious of how much I build somebody up, or I'm conscious of how I'd have to point out that they need work. And I think that's the same in relationships with friends or family. You can kind of cut somebody down for just pissing you off all day and just say, "You're pissing me off. I don't want to be around you," and just kind of run. Or you can say, "Knowing me, let's just sit and talk about this," or, you know, or "Why don't we just come back in a couple hours and hang out," instead of just kind of locking horns. And I think that that kind of honesty is more serving than antagonistic over honesty.
Well, I think sometimes some people can use honesty, the guise of honesty, to be cruel.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had that experience too. And especially being in the different fields that I've been in, because I've been, like, even when I was modeling, you're basically seen as a product. Your whole body is a product. Your face is a product. Your size is a product.
Yeah.
And you know, you will get scrutinized, and, mm-hmm. and they are brutal. They'll say, "Well, your nose is too big," or "Your nose is too small," or "Your ears aren't right," or, you know, "Your hips are too big," or something like that. So you have to, in that kind of regard, it's to do with a business, and you have to kind of get a bit of a thick skin. But I don't think anybody truly gets a really great thick skin. I think we're mm-hmm. all very sensitive.
It's gonna hurt no matter what. Like if somebody's tearing you down.
Well, you can't change the size of your ears or your nose unless you go to, you know, a plastic mm-hmm. surgeon or something. But that kind of stuff is, you know, things that you can't change. If someone is criticizing you, you have to know. For example, if someone says your ears are too big, they won't work for my line. That's an honest statement, and that's okay, because mm-hmm. that's their prerogative to say, and it's up to us, up to me. I'll use me as an example. Mm-hmm. I never had the ears one, but I'm just using it as an example. It's up to me to decide whether or not I'm going to take it personally and mm-hmm. then focus on my ears for the rest of my life and think that I'm, I'm unattractive or that I would be seen as unattractive. Or I take that and go, in this situation, I'm not a good fit, but it doesn't mean mm-hmm. I'm not an attractive person, or I look like I look really odd.
Exactly. And you're always going to have somebody who just doesn't like you. Listen, they're just going to make it up. It doesn't matter who it is. And that's just how it is. Like, I mean, it affected me a lot when I was starting to, because I'm not, you know, this perfect size, or I'm not, you know, like I got a lot of tattoos or whatever. But you know what? I say, suck it and F off. Because you know what? I don't care if I don't fit into what your, idea of a woman musician who's trying to, you know, get out there is. I don't really care, because you don't fit into my box of what a good person is. So, yay, we don't fit for each other. But, I mean, it's...
But you also were hurt. I mean, think about... This is why I think children, like, we'll go uh-huh. back to your students, and we'll go back to you, you know, being criticized, or uh-huh. especially young people. I think it's imperative for each of us to be especially kind to young people, because one wrong thing said to a young person can just detriment them.
Forever. Seriously?
I know. We have to be very careful because there's at a very sensitive time and age. And you know, maybe an adult can take, you know, hey, you need to lose a bit of weight there.
Exactly.
But a child.
Exactly. Like I even think that, say if another musician was to say to another musician, well, I don't really think you're going to make it because your size is wrong or your age is wrong or something like that. You know what? That to me makes me look at that person and say, you're not a true musician. Because if you were a true musician doing this for the right reasons, you would be colorblind, size blind, whatever, because you'd go for what is coming out
of it. Sex blind?
Yeah. You'd be coming out. You'd be looking at what's coming out of that person and not even giving a crap what you think the market will sell.
Yeah, but we're talking about being musicians. I was talking about being a model before. And now as a musician.
Yeah.
You're not talking about, usually musicians aren't like that to each other. It's the people that are selling the musicians.
Musicians are like that to each other.
Seriously?
Oh my God. So much of the time.
Are you talking about other women or even men?
Men to women.
Really?
Women. Yeah. Like, I don't find it so much women to men. I find it with young girls to like guys. Huh. Like, cause like, oh, that guy, no, I don't like him in that band. He's this or that. But I see it from musician to musician all the time. And I've experienced it personally.
Just reminds me of Phil Collins, because Phil Collins, when he was with Genesis and then he broke off on his own, and he made a comment, I believe, on MTV at one point, saying that if he had tried to break it when video MTV was big, because he made it before MTV got popular, he says, I seriously don't think I would have made it. And yet here's this mega talented guy, just because he's short and a little pudgy and now he's kind of bald. But he was very serious, didn't think that he would make it.
Yeah.
So that's a sad thing, because then it's not about the talent. It's trying to find our societal idea of the perfect 10 in every aspect. So physically, 10, youth-oriented culture, like we're just so... And this is another thing I think is transitioning and will transition greatly, is our obsession with youth, because it has to. Because the baby boom, you know, that's the majority of our culture, our age, you know, older than me, they make up the most. They're, you know, and so how can we be prejudiced against age or sex or color or size? I'm just learning so much, and I am pretty discouraged, quite honestly, with just the dishonesty that most people feel that they need to be in. And I'm talking about people who are not psychopaths. I'm talking about people who are legitimately good people that want to be the best, but they're still dishonest, because most of us are afraid. Most of us are afraid of saying what we believe and know to be true for ourselves to another, because we feel that either A, it won't be met well, or won't make us look good, or we fear being construed a certain way, so we, you know, zip it. Mm-hmm. And I think there's more harm caused by zipping it or not being authentic and not being honest and covering up a truth or minimizing something than there is in actually just facing it and stepping up into it and saying, this is what I feel, this is what I see, this is how I am perceiving this situation, or I'm perceiving you, or I'm perceiving myself, whatever it is. And I really, truly would love personally to see people be more honest. And legitimately so, not just sort of this false honesty where you know, you give 10% of it and keep the 90 to yourself. And of course you're going to use discretion. You know, I don't think it's proper to you have to pick your time and your place and your opportunity use your discretion. And a lot of times the best time to be honest with someone is when you're alone with them.
Yeah.
Not really in a group. And I don't know, I'm just, it's really hard for me not to feel, I guess, judgmental. I mean, I really want to avoid being judgmental, but I do, it is hard for me not to kind of get to a place of judgment, or I guess my anger or my frustration with people's lies. And I've been, you know, subjected to many, just even in the field that I'm in. And also when I was president of a society, mm-hmm. I can't believe what people said, which had absolutely nothing to do with me, yet they were saying it was to do with me because it served a really sick purpose for themselves. I don't know. I guess sometimes people are not comfortable with, you know, others perceiving them as in a position of power, or, you know, some people, when they feel powerless, they become quite, mm-hmm. quite dark.
Well, I really agree with that. And some people just want to stew in their own crap, and they like it that way. And like, I mean, I even without saying too much, one really, really, really good example of honesty for me, which probably plays out as the best example I ever have had, to do with honesty and how it's kind of been black and white. I used to work for a group, one of the groups, I've worked for many, and it was with youth, and there were people in place of authority who were giving drugs to youth. And I had, even if it wasn't a site, you know, it was off time, mm-hmm. taking kids from some place to another place and supplying them with a place to do them. And I had spoken up and basically was completely shunned, and they didn't want to. It was just like it was so completely bad. It was like they were denying it, and it was, you know, all of a sudden my fault because I read it wrong and that wasn't happening, yet I'd been there myself and saw it happen. But because most of them wanted a place to do that, even youth would not stand by me. And so there I am being honest, trying to save lives, really.
Yes.
And because especially youth in a position of outreach, they're high risk for suicide, high risk for hurting themselves or others. And throwing drugs and alcohol into the mix is just absolutely ludicrous. And any adult, even over the age of 19, should know that, let alone over 50. And so I was just – that was probably one of the toughest times for me battling with honesty. Do I come clean? Do I not? And that, to me, was a slap in the face. But I wasn't scared away. Like, I mean, when people say things – out of honesty and it's met with a really bad reaction, don't be afraid to be honest the next time. You just have to understand that the reason you were honest was completely crucial.
Well, and I think in that case, it has a direct link. Your honesty has a direct link to integrity.
Yeah.
And what you believe to be the best. And I don't think that anybody who is in the position of looking after youth, whether, you know, they use drugs or not, which is their own personal lives. But when you're in a position like that, you know, it's probably even part of the mandate. You know, it's an obvious thing. You're not going to be going, hey, yeah, you know.
Well, kids under the age of, what, 16? Like, that's not.
Yeah. I guess what comes up for me, because I've had very similar experiences to you, is I've been extremely honest in situations that most people would have told me to lie.
I've seen you be completely. I've seen you be so honest that like people would construe it as being forceful. You're that honest because most people aren't that honest.
Most people aren't, and so then you get labeled as being abrupt. And my honesty can be perhaps seen as a bit abrupt, but I honestly do not deliver it usually in a way, you know, it doesn't come from a place of frustration. Usually my honesty comes from a place of calm. And so it's not trying to be antagonistic but yes, I'm not going to change. Yeah. I'm not going to stop being honest because it makes someone else uncomfortable, but that means that I have to be equally okay mm-hmm. with someone giving me the same.
And that's a bit tough sometimes. And because that's kind of taking it back to what I said, is that if you're trying to be really honest and you go about it even with the most good intentions and it's not met with honesty, I mean it's not met with good results. It's enough to scare somebody away from being honest again.
But why be afraid? Why be frightened out of honesty? Because I think most people are frightened out of honesty because of peer pressure.
And because of expectations.
Societal expectations.
Like, did you see that 2 and a Half Men where the guy was trying to tell this girl that he loved her or that he was somebody else? He had.
Well, you're talking about Ashton Kutcher's character who's he's trying to tell his Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart girlfriend who thinks his name is Sam Wilson, that he's really a billionaire, he's not poor. And then, like, you know, you're kind of expecting, well, I'm coming through and I'm going to be honest and I'm going to win you back. But then she's like, you've lied to me for how long?
And even if it's like the prince at the end of the frog kind of situation, there still is that ultimate, I believe, foundation for all relationships, which is trust.
Yeah.
And once trust is broken.
Trust and honesty are really, to me, the same things.
Well, honesty goes together in building trust.
Yeah.
And I've had experience with people that I believed to be one way and then discovered later that they were very master manipulators and they were actually quite different than how they presented themselves to me. And the way that I think the most important thing for us to do in these situations, because there are some people out there who don't have our best interests at heart, although they may profess to. And this isn't about me saying that there's all sorts of conspiracies and beware of all people and all relationships. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying be discerning. Because again, it comes back to your sixth sense, which is your instinct. And sometimes your instinct will tell you, you know, something different than what your mind is saying. So what do you trust? I say trust the instinct.
Trust the instinct. But I mean, there's been times in my life where people have been convinced of something that is just bullcrap.
Yeah.
And then you have to go, okay, well, here's some more evidence or here's some more facts and this isn't bullshit. Like even in my life, that's happened even with some of my friends where they're like, this is what I heard about you. And they're like, this is what I'm, you know, this is because of what I've heard. This is what I believe. And this is my instinct. And I'm like, hello.
I'll never forget. He's a really great example, a personal example. This is one of many, but I'll give you one. I'd gone on a vacation to visit a friend in Prince George, and I was married at the time, and I had my young son with me, and I took myself and my son on a plane and flew up to Prince George, and we had gone out together, her and I. We got a babysitter, and her and I out and enjoyed a night at a, I can't even remember the name of the nightclub, but we just did some dancing and had some fun, and that was it. Went back and went to bed, and that was it. And the next day, we had met one of her friends, somebody, an acquaintance of hers. And, you know, of course, as you'll meet somebody, hey, how are you doing? How's it going? Who are you? You know, and goodbye. Nice to meet you. And the next day I discovered this gentleman had actually, I think he called her and said that I can't remember the situation, but bottom line is he claimed that he had had sex with me. And I'm going, what? And I honestly couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I could not believe it that someone that I only had a conversation with was spreading it around the small town.
Oh my
smallish
God.
Town.
That's horrible.
And I was married, so of course it had even greater consequences. You have to be really careful what you say about another person.
Oh yeah.
And I'm not even, you know, some people might even be thinking, ah, sure you were, Cheryl. I bet you did that. And you're just telling
that
now.
Exactly, yeah.
And that, I mean, this is what I'm getting at. You think about the tabloids. I look every time I see a People magazine or an Us magazine or a National Enquirer or any of those kind of magazines, In Touch, whatever. I look at the cover and I just automatically think in my head, bullshit.
Yeah, I know.
And you think about if someone is willing to do anything just to get some kind of an interest, if money or any kind of perceived fame or power is the root of their intention, then what wouldn't they say?
Exactly. And it's about, that's why I really like Adbusters. You know, have you heard of the magazine Adbusters?
No.
It's a, you would like it.
Would I?
I don't agree with everything they say or do because they use real like shock kind of stuff, but they basically, it's all about the demystifying and truth behind corporations, et cetera, et cetera. And it's really quite graphic, but really cool. And I really like that they go above being brutally honest into shockingly honest. So that to me sometimes can be a little hard to take, because you're just like, okay, calm down a little bit and have like more of a forum than just like, it's like that magazine is basically like it's screaming at you. You can't just read this magazine. It's screaming at you. But it's really cool to read when you kind of need a dose of reality instead of looking at all those tabloids. And I really like it.
Age to have that happen to me. And it, first of all, it's shock, because I'm going, well, it's so obviously a lie. Mm-hmm. Why? And then it's, you know, shock and disbelief. Why would somebody say that?
Yeah.
Why, you know, what makes somebody lie to that extent that they mm-hmm. don't think that they're going to get caught, or they have a perception that it, I don't know. Is it power over me? What was it? It was weird. And, but that was the beginning for me of seeing that people, you know, sometimes people will go to those kinds of lengths. And even if in my own experience and my own belief system and my own heart, I just find it completely foreign.
But how does it feel to look back? Like, I mean, like I can even say this to myself, like even think of where, how far you've come in the past 2 years. Just like looking back at different things about,
changing, yeah.
Well, I'm saying like, look even back, like beyond 2 years, but I'm just going to say in 2 years,
yeah, it's
how far things can happen. Like, I mean, even yeah. for me, things have changed completely.
Yeah.
In even like 3 or 4 years. And I think even in the past year, like go back like time intervals and see how much things have changed. And I mean, we both, I can honestly say, are in better places now.
Oh yeah. But I also believe that every choice brings us to the next moment.
Yeah.
And I think that is one of the best choices we can make, is to choose honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Do it, because in the end, you will recognize and know that it's actually gotten you to a better place.
And not even in the end.
But I'm not even talking about end in terms of our lives. I'm talking about end in terms of even a week or a year or 2 years, whatever it takes for us to go, you know what? I made some really good choices to get me here. It wasn't easy. A lot of my honesty, personal honesty, has brought me a lot of pain and grief, because it's been met with resistance.
Mm-hmm.
But would I change it? No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way. Because I couldn't live with myself.
Yeah.
But if someone is so used to dishonesty that they've made it a habit,
mm-hmm.
how do you break the habit? Because a lot of people are dishonest, not because they're bad people. Mm-hmm. And I don't even like that, you know,
term bad people.
Yeah. Bad or good, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is because of fear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
So then if someone is making decisions and saying things and doing things in action based on fear, not based on authenticity or what works for them,
mm-hmm.
then where do they end up?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. They end up
unhappy
and more
just... I think it's more just personal dissatisfaction.
And more,
you can't cover that kind of stuff up.
And more unorganized emotionally than they were before. And also, it is 7:33, which means we are halfway through our radio program. And I'm going to take the shift away a little bit for a couple minutes. And first, give the call-in numbers, 888-627-6008. Call in if you want to. If you're having a good time listening to us, call in. But I wanted to introduce this new segment that I call Hologram.
This is news to me. I'm waiting.
This new segment that I've just created right now is called What's Going On with Hologram Lately? And that is this. We are excited because we're recording our new EP. We just started pre-production yesterday with some really, really great people.
Oh, yeah.
With really amazing, amazing people we're so stoked to be working with. And you'll all find out one day. But it's just, it's so completely exciting because we have the kind of atmosphere that we're recording in that feels so natural. We have the company of great musicians that, you know, have inspired us, but also who like our work. And that's really, really cool because I've always wanted to work with people who, are out there making things happen, for themselves and other musicians. I really, really like that because it's not like they're just boasting their own careers.
Yeah.
They're out there really trying to help people.
Well, sincerely, it's not even saying I'm helping you
because,
but ultimately it's them helping themselves.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Which we know people like that too.
Yeah. So it's, we've just started. We have quite a few songs. I think you said we have about 12 right now.
We have more than that. I wasn't even able to catalog them all.
Well, we have in total probably over 40 songs.
Probably.
But just what we're picking out of the past 12 that we've written in the past while.
But this won't be for an EP. This is for the actual album.
But we're going to release maybe like a few on an EP first.
Yeah,
before we do a full album. And then we'll include those from the EP on the full album. But anyway, we're really excited about that. And we got a really cool thanks to my dad, who's so awesome. He's a drummer. So he purchased some drums and is letting us use them basically for our recording. So those are coming in on Monday, I guess. Thanks, Dad. You're awesome.
Thanks, Dad.
And then we're going to be doing that. And also, we'll keep you in the know. And maybe when we have a demo of a demo, we'll even play it on the show if there's enough asking with pleasant smiles, even though we can't see them through the airwaves.
We can feel them.
And we're not going live next week. Cheryl, you take it from here.
I will be out of the country. So we will be, not next week, it's 2 weeks from now. So in 2 weeks on Sunday, January 27th, there will be a repeat show because I won't be in the country.
I will be. Yeah. Fellow Canadians. I'll still be in the country, but Cheryl will not be.
I will not be. But I will be back for the following show, the next live show, which is on February 10th, 2013. And our show title is It's All About the Timing. And we're going to talk about the timing of all things and how it affects us. And we also want to talk about destiny, fate, or timing. You know, that's the question. We want to talk a little bit about timing in our lives. You know, you talk about meeting the right person at the right time or having the right job at the right time or how synchronicity affects us or how, you know, even in my own career, how I felt the right time was a certain was supposed to happen. And then I felt that, what the heck? Isn't this the time? Because I'm feeling it. And it was more hopeful than it was actually intuition. So, we're going to be talking about timing. So join us for our next live show, which is February 10th, which is 4 weeks from today. And we haven't decided what our repeat show will be yet, but stay tuned. It's always great. And we're really grateful to Dawn and Doug Newsom. And one of our songs, this is Hologram News too.
Yeah.
We didn't tell you that... One of our songs was placed on a show, a friend of ours, Andy Kidd. You can check her out on, Wiki. Check out Andy Kidd on Wiki. You figure out, she's a fabulous lady. We love her. She's amazing talent. She's got a new show that she's working on with her husband, Tony Lindela, who...
Toby.
I'm sort of jumping ahead of myself here. I'm reading and I'm talking at the same time. I'm not a good multitasker.
That's okay. That just means you're like everyone else.
Well, oh my God, really? I'm like everyone else. Go figure. Equality. That's a cool thing. So anyways, Toby Lindela, who's a makeup artist and actually was nominated for an Emmy for his makeup. Mm-hmm. They've got this new show called PI Experiment, and it's coming out on, I don't even know when. We'll keep you informed, but they've got one of our songs in the club scene.
Yes, yeah. And that's, we told them last week about the UK songwriting competition. Last time, I think we told them about that.
I don't know. Yeah, we entered the UK songwriting competition.
And we rocked it. We got high above average. We made it to the semifinals.
That's right. Two songs, too. Or the Fusion and... Spun Sun, which you heard. You heard Spun Sun in our intro, but you know what? We're gonna let you hear the Fusion.
Let's play the Fusion for them now, and then we'll really come back and talk.
Proud of that song. We'll talk more about honesty. Here you go. Here's our song, The Fusion.
Which will be on...
Universe encompasses me. Beneath the stars above the sea, enthralled on earth watching you, knowing I have a part in this too. faithlessly watch and wait for dim eyes, severing my old earthly disguise. Thraldom Earth watching you, knowing we have a part in this too. This is a world of illusion, so I honor all delusion. Be not baffled with exclusion, bring all love in for the fusion. Watch the wind blow power out, stronger than what we were about. And to me, the forgotten thieves pressed upon these autumn leaves. Angelic hosts be known to us, falling faster than we trust. Watch the circles born of light, speaking while we're all up all night. In a world of illusion, it serves us, yet we must come back to love,
love
for the love revolution is within
revolution.
Each and every one of us,
this
a knowing, a higher
a
understanding,
revolution.
We all embrace it, all we have to do is accept
a love
the love revolution.
That is us, Hologram. That's our song called "The Fusion," and it's available on iTunes. All of our songs are. So if you want to have that for yourself, just call us 888-627-6008. We're gonna give a free MP3 of that song away. So just give us a call, and we will make that happen for you. It's Jen from Cloverdale on line 3, and I believe that is probably by Dear Mother.
You know, the great
I
thing, Janice,
Janice,
it's nice to hear from you. I'm really excited. I know we have a lot of listeners because Don's been informing us. And I just want to say hello to everybody and especially to the new listeners. And this is Janice, Ash's mom, and she's wonderful and has great wisdom. And what are you sharing with us tonight, Janice?
Well, I hear there's a rumor that there is also a video that goes with that song.
Oh.
With Infusion.
Well, it's in production.
Yes, that's what I heard. And I hear that there's a star named Travis in it, too.
Yes, we have a video of Cheryl's dog, Travis. His favorite thing to do is swing on the baby swing at the park. He just loves to sit in there just like a regular boy, and he likes to swing in it. And we got a video of it one day, and this little girl comes up to him and just starts talking to him like he's a real boy, not a dog, and they're just sitting there swinging. It's the cutest thing. So,
yeah, so actually we'll tell you a bit about Travis. Travis is all of our dogs, including Janice's, because he's Janice's grandson.
And my grandson.
He is a rescue
dog. And I'm proud.
Yeah, well, he's a sweetheart, and he's come a long way in the year and a half that we've known him and have had him. He came up from California, and he was a little timid guy, a little bit snappy, a lot snappy. I was a bit concerned, actually, as to whether or not he'd be okay. I was worried.
Have a scar on my lip.
And he's come a long way, and again, that's what love does, not only for people, but also for animals. You know, you show an animal and you show a person love, and it can only bring that kind of a change, you know, all for the best. It's not even, you know, it's so obvious when you put love in a situation. Travis is a really great example. I know there's a lot of people who have rescued animals and have, you know, put love out there for friends and family and adopted children. And it's just amazing what love can do. What do you have to share about honesty?
Well, I'm an old person already. So.
No, you're not.
Yes, and I've had honesty and dishonesty, and sometimes not saying something because you don't want to hurt somebody, or you know, when I was growing up, I was raised by my grandmother. And sometimes things were left better unsaid, like, you know, things that, you know, she was in her late 60s when she got a brand new baby. So by the time, you know, I reached, you know, teenagehood and young adulthood, there was things that just that were part of growing that you don't need to tell her. You know what I mean? Like that. I don't know. I don't know if that's dishonest or not. But sometimes not saying something, or sometimes not, because you don't want to hurt that person. You don't want to. You don't want them to worry. You know. So there's stuff that like that. I don't know if that's being dishonest, but I'm guilty. I'm guilty as charged.
I think we're all guilty. I don't think any of us have, you know, had time on this planet without, you know, some aspect of dishonesty. And I think what we all learn, well, hopefully most of us learn to come around, I'll just speak for myself, to come back to honesty, is it feels a lot better in the end to be honest, because mm-hmm. I know that when I'm dishonest or when I've been dishonest, it just eats at me. And yeah. What you're speaking of is, it's not even lying by omission, because lying by omission is a whole other thing, which is also an aspect of dishonesty, and they use it in legal terms as well, that to lie, to be on the stand, and if you actually omit a detail that you know, they see that as a lie. And so, you know, lying by omission, I think, is different than not sharing something because of kindness. And at the beginning of the show, I was quoting
out of Deepak love, Chopra. It was.
Exactly. I was quoting Deepak Chopra. He said, when to know what to say, is it true, is it necessary, and is it kind? And so you're speaking, I think, about being kind and honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. It's important to be kind, and it's important to, for even, like, you know, people growing up to have privacy and stuff like that. But at the same time, it's more important to... like if you have a good connection with somebody, like parents and kids or something, just to be as honest as you can, and that'll bring you closer together.
No, not in my situation.
What do you mean, with me or with other people? Oh, yeah.
No, when I was growing up.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And you know what? I want to plug you on the air and say if there's anybody in the Vancouver area who wants an awesome esthetician, makeup artist, whatever. My mom's the best and everyone else sucks. So just send Janice an email at janice_place@hotmail.com. and get in.
Wow.
Awesome.
There you go. There, Janice.
How nice. Thank you.
It's true, though.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're a great esthetician and an even greater human being.
You're awesome. Well, not everyone sucks. A lot of them do suck. I'm with love, but my mom's still the best.
No, you're the best.
And you know what I had for dinner?
I've been very blessed.
I'm going to tell you right now because you know what? You are, my mom is the greatest cook, everybody, and I'm being honest. But I had a really great chicken quesadilla tonight.
There you go, by another great cook.
Yep.
And that's honest.
Yes.
Calling, is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, just wanted to say, well, sometimes, you know, it's better to be, not to say anything than to, you know, I had a lot of baggage when I was young.
Well, thank you, and we'll give you a free copy of the Fusion.
Yay! And I want the video, too.
Oh, that's
I want to see the video on TV, okay?
See it when it's on
and
Ellen.
You know what I mean.
Yes. Okay. It'll be. Thanks.
Very, very soon.
We won't let you down, Nana.
Okay, I love you guys.
We love you too.
Thanks for calling, Jen.
And I love my boy. I love my grandson.
Thanks.
Your furry little guy.
Yeah, my furry grandson.
Thank you, Jen.
Thanks very much. Fur coat.
Thanks for the call, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, love you.
Love you guys.
Bye, Janice. And that's sort of what we touched on in the beginning, what Janice shared. That's perfect because honesty doesn't always have to be stated if it's not felt, that it will be kind. And oftentimes it's how we present ourselves to each other and how we say it.
Exactly. And, you know, I was just thinking we should have like a little song play before my mom calls because she's so awesome. She calls in. We should have just this little segment.
Time with Janice.
Yeah, Time with Janice.
Ash's wise mom.
Yeah, exactly. Time with Janice, Ash's wise mom. And then all of a sudden she just, hi, everyone.
I'm Janice. I'm Ash's wise mom.
Exactly. So, yeah, we're glad that she called in because we really love it. And we know there's lots of you guys listening tonight. And we want to say we adore the fact that you have given us some of your time.
Yes, thank you. Because time is definitely a very, 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 very valuable commodity.
And we're running out of it, actually, for this
TikTok,
show.
TikTok.
So if there's anyone who wants to get a word in, just call us now or forever. Well,
not forever. Hold your peace.
Just like a month.
Well, call us in 4 weeks and talk about timing. But before we sign off, I just wanted to say this. I want to end this segment, this Honesty Honestly show with a Lao Tzu quote, who was the father of Taoism, and I love Taoism. It's a great philosophy. And this is what he said. Treat those who are good with goodness, and also treat those who are not good with goodness. Thus goodness is attained. Be honest to those who are honest, and be also honest to those who are not honest. Thus honesty is attained.
That's awesome.
And Marianne Williamson has a long statement that she made on love that was quoted by Nelson Mandela and often misquoted because people think that Nelson Mandela said it, but it was actually Marianne Williamson. And basically in it, just to cut it short, this is from memory, as she said, who are we to hide our light? You know, because by showing it, we give others permission to do the same. And that's pretty much what I say Lao Tzu is also saying, is when we treat others well, then we eventually, the well comes out of others. And the same thing with honesty. And maybe not the first person or the second person, or maybe even the 10th person. But hold steadfast, be honest, because in the end, it's not about doing it for others, it's doing it for yourself.
Exactly. It's even just kind of like when you can like save even just a few people, or you can get through to a few people. It's better than, you know, it's better than nothing. It's better than getting through to no one.
I liked what you said about us as artists and other musicians and anybody in the arts, who it's not only about them being able to express themselves, whether it's musically or with a painting or mm-hmm. with a sculpture. But it's also about allowing others who do the same work to express themselves too, mm-hmm. because it's not a competition. And I think a lot of us feel that there's not enough, and there is enough. And mm-hmm. it is important for us to be supportive of each other, not only as musicians and artists, but also as people.
And be consistent with that. Like, I mean, there's a lot of artists out there who will say, yeah, I'll give you my help, so begrudgingly. And it's kind of like, wow, you know, like, yeah, I'm getting like a leg up. I'm getting help. Say you're, you know, you can record, or you know this band, or you know this band or something. Yet they do it just with such crap, with like just baggage. And that kind of thing is...
Well, it's all about intention.
Yeah.
So if someone is willing, it doesn't matter if it's an artist or whoever, if somebody yeah. is willing to, if their intention doesn't come from a pure and honest place, of course it's going to end up being crap and baggage yeah. because that's the only place that it can go to.
That's why I would like to quote Billy Talent and say, try honesty.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you all for listening. It's time for us to say goodnight. Our show is every 2 weeks. And as I said, the next show, 2 weeks from tonight, will be a repeat show. Feel free to drop by the archives. Every show we've ever done is on our iCarves page, and we offer it to you for free. So whenever you have some time, if you're being creative or if you're doing some housework, you know, just plug in and listen to our shows.
And search on iTunes, Hollow-Gram. And you can get all our songs on there that were previously yeah. recorded.
Yeah. And thank you for listening. We send you love. We send you blessings. And we send you gratitude, appreciation. And we encourage you all to kiss a tree.
Honestly.
Honestly. Thank you.
See you later.
Good night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.